Can we ask him is about the fruits? Like Rashi says, She'ena mitzuyim b'yaseh shor, they're not around right now. So we ask him, like, do you want in the winter? Like, we ask him, do you want watermelon? And everybody knows in the winter they don't have it. So if he answers to the right question, the right way, about such things, then we see he's not a shaita, he has his mind with him, then this person, we have the right to write a get for him. Because again, we're talking about this person now who's married midiraisa. At the time when he got married, he was normal. Just later he lost his power of speech. So therefore the question is, does he still have his mind with him or not? So if we check him out by asking him other questions, and we see according to his answers that he nods his head, that he's all there, then lemaisa we have a right to write a get and give it to his wife. Here, then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Omar Rav in the name of Rav, that cheresh she'yochol adam b'metrich ha'ksav. A cheresh she means somebody that can't speak and can't hear. In other words, the person was once normal. He was born a normal person, and then later in life he became a cheresh, that right now he can't speak and he can't hear. But he could still write, she'yochol adam b'metrich ha'ksav, he could still write down things to us. So he says he's still called the bardas, and therefore, kaisven v'noisne get lishtim. He has a right to give a get to his wife, even though when he first got married he was a complete pekeach, and the kedushin was chal midiraisa. Rav Kana says he's still called the pekeach, and therefore he's still called the baradas. He could send a get to his wife now, even though now he's a cheresh, now he can't talk and can't hear. So Mora says, Omer Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, my kamash malon, what is your chiddush, Rav Kana? Tanina, we learned like this in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Nishtatek, if a person can't talk, so if he can make signals to us, we have a right to give a get to his wife. For Yomrula, Nichtav get Lishtacha, we ask him, if you want to give a get to your wife, V'irchim Brosh, and he shakes his head, so Boitkin Oysa Shleishapomim. Our Mishnah says, we check him out with three different type of questions, and Imamur, Alav, Lav, if the answers are no, no, V'alhein, Hein, yes, yes, Harayelu, Yichtav, V'yitnu. We have a right to give the get to his wife. So we see, even though the person cannot talk now, but since he knows what he's talking about, like he could make movements, make signs to us, we can write a get for his wife. So for sure, if the guy himself could write down, for sure we have a right to give a get to his wife. So what feels kind of chiddush, treat this person is still called the bardas. So Morris says, no, there's a big difference. Omaleri Abzera said back, Elaim Kamrit. And now, Mishnah, you want to tell me the case there is time the person can't talk. Shani Elam. Elam is different. Because in the Mishnah, we're talking about the person just lost his power of speech, but he can still hear. Since Lamaisa he could hear, he's for sure there is called the Pekeach. Rav Kana's Chiddush is where the person now cannot hear and cannot talk. See, if he would have been born this way, that he cannot hear and he cannot talk, that's called the Cheresh Midiraisa. He doesn't have a bar, he's not a Bardas. He can't make Kinyana Midiraisa. But yes, since he was born normal, just later on he became a cheresh, this is Rav Kana's chiddush, that could still write to us, he's called enough of a bardas that he could give his wife a get. But Mashenka in the Mishnah's case is a regular Elaim, where just that he can't talk but he could hear, there's much better. The Tanya, because we learned like this. Alright, a turnover. Yeah, the Tanya, we learned like this. Meda bevienu shemeya, if somebody can talk but he cannot hear, zeh cheresh. That's called a cheresh. Now again, this is not the regular cheresh that the Mishnah always says, cheresh shaita v'katan. But that's talking about a person that's deaf and dumb, he's called like ein boy das. But here we're talking about a person that still has das, because he can hear, he just can't talk. No, he could talk, but he can't hear. What about shemeya v'yenim adab, a person that could hear, but he can't talk? Zeh ilim, that's called an ilim. He can't talk. But ze harehin kepichim. Both of them are called like a pekeach. They're called the rayim for everything. So you see, a person that's an elaim is called a bardas. That's pshana mishnah. Rav Kana though is talking about a person that can't hear and can't talk. That's different. Like if he would have been born that way, for sure he'd be called not a bardas. The question is, he was born normal and later became a cherish, a complete cherish. That's Rav Kana's chiddush, that as long as he could write, he's still called like a bardas. But here it says clearly, if a person could talk, or else he could hear, he's called like a pekeach, like a normal person. Now the Gemara asks, Umimai, how do we know the medam b'v'yenu shemeya zeh cheresh? How do we know somebody that could talk but can't hear, he's called the cheresh? And shemeya, somebody that could hear, v'yenu medam, that cannot talk, zeh ilim, that's called an ilim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, panik cheresh le'yeshma, He's like a cheres that he cannot hear. It's like an ilum that cannot open up his mouth. So you see clearly, an ilum goes with opening up his mouth with talking, and a cheres goes with hearing. Another teretz is, could the army inch, like people say, ishtaku melilo, it was taken away, his power of speech, that goes upon an ilum. That's an ilum. Now, Omer Rabzeru said, e kashli, if I have any kash upon of kanes halacha, ho kashli, this is what's bothering me. Tatani would not like this. The Pesuk in Vayikra says, im lo yagid, if he does not say his edus, pratli ilim, this goes upon a person that cannot talk. Sheinu yochel hagid, he cannot say his edus. In other words, the Pesuk here is talking about a shvuas edus, that if somebody knows edus, and he swears in bezin that he does not know it, and later we find out about it, so he's chayav to bring a korban. That's only somebody, though, that could have spoken. But if the person is the ilim, he can't talk, he's not chayav this korban. So the question is, amai, why? According to Rav Kana, somebody could write, he's called a gabar das, so as long as the person could write, he should also be able to say edus. So why isn't he in this parsha that he held back his edus? So the Gemara answers, shani edus. The halacha of edus is different. True, even though he cannot talk and he cannot hear, still is called the pikeach, according to Rav Kana. But the halacha of edus is different. The Rachmon Om of the Torah says, mi pihem v'lemi piksovim. Edus has to be from the mouth. Bezin has to hear it from the mouth and not from the ksav. On this mace we have a kasha. It says, halacha that kishem sheboit kin oisoi. Legitin, in the same way we check out this person that cannot talk, whether he really means it to give a get to his wife or not. Karaboid kinois are the same thing, we check him out, lemasois and lematonis, for the business deals that he does, or else the presents that he give. Uli adis, and if he wants to say adis, we have to check him out to see he knows what he's talking about, what is the Lechura writing about, because the person can't talk. Uli Yerushas, or else for a pasha of Yerusha. Pashto means also to say adis, who can yarshin his property or not, or somebody else's property. Ketoni mias, but a koponim, what does it say over here? Koponim, we learned, adis, that this person has a right to say adis. Because even though the guy cannot talk, still he could say his adis. That means he could write down his adis, or tzakasha. So Marin says, no, Amar Rav Yosef bar Min Yumi, Amar Rav Sheshes, be adis isha. We're talking about here adis to tell over a wife that you know that her husband died. And this type of an adis, the akilu bar Rabbanah, the Rabbanah will make it here. And just as the Loch Riz, the Rabbanah believed in Eidechod, and the story is because Isha Daiko Mitzvah, the wife herself, checks it out carefully before she remarries to make sure it's true what happened. So therefore also the Rabbanah will make to believe Eidus through a Ksav if he just writes it down, even though he can't talk. But for other Eidus, we need good Eidus. There the Pasuk says, Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim. We say Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim means that Bezin has to hear it from the mouth and not from the Ksav. But the Gemara says, Lokotoni Yerushais. It says the parasha of Yerushais. And Rashi says, Kosakot Aitech Leheyid Al Yerusha Sherbish Odim Yama. That your Eidus is done if somebody has a right to Yashin. So the Chura, that's a regular Eidus. And still you have a right to write down this Eidus. You see, you could write down Eidus. So Marin says, no. Omer Rabavua Yerushas Benoi HaBechor. Here we're talking about the Yerusha of your own son. And Rashi says, My Yerushas Benoi Didei. Even though you have a Bechor that's supposed to get two portions of your Yerusha, and you want to make it know that all your sons get equal portions, so you could write it down. So that's not really called an Eidus. It's just called you letting us know what you want. So Rashi says, Zahokhi Noka Yerusha's Bnei HaBechor Tiyem Loi Leshanas Al Mishpat HaYerusha Shotayru Hubo Lom Alon Ludvar of HaYerusha Melech people. Because if we're not coming to change what would have been Midiraisa, so we don't need your Dibur altogether here. So we're talking about we have a Bechor. That really Midiraisa, if you want to set anything, the Bechor would receive two portions. But now that you're telling us your will is no, that he should get equal portions, you can do that. But I call upon him, it's not called Edis that you're saying in Bezdin. That's what here you have, we only want to know what you really mean. And therefore, it's okay if you write it down. Verse says, "Lo b'katoni mias." It also says, "Lamasoyis lamatonis." Chur meant that you could be edim for somebody else's presence, or the fact you see somebody else doing business deals. So, my lovely alma doesn't mean you could be an edim for other people. So, verse says, "Lo the day," it means you could be an edis for yourself. In other words, it doesn't really mean edis. just means you have a right to tell us that you really want to sell this, or you really want to buy it, or you really want to give it away for a present, and therefore you're called the Bardas, and what you do is good. But again, not for Teres Eidus. Because whenever we have a Parsha of Eidus, the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, it has to be Per, and not through itself. This Gemara says, Meitzvah, you have a Kasha now like this one of Kana. It says, Alocha Cheresh, a person that's the Cheresh, that cannot talk and cannot hear, Lo Yolcha Boy Acher Mizaisov, V'yacha Kavitzaisov, V'yacha Ksav Yod, we do not go after his movements, or his signals, or after his Ksav Yod, even if he can write down, Elevim Etalflin, only if he's selling his utensils. Avolele Gittin, not for Gittin. So here we see clearly not like Rav Kana. Here we say, V'yachas Gittin, if the person, since at the beginning he was normal, so he got married Midiraisa. Lady became a cherish, he lost his power of speech, his power to hear. Even though he could still write down, he cannot give a get to his wife. So you see, we do not call him like a bardas. So where it says, true tanoia, tayasa machlekes tanoia, the tiny, we learn like this. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, when is this halacha said that a cherish cannot give a get to his wife? Only the cherish meyikroi, where he was like born a cherish. That's the case that he cannot give a get to his wife. Avol pikeach, but in the case where the person was first normal, then his cherish, and then he became a cherish, then he lost his power of speech, his power to hear. Who kaisev, he has a right to write down, vein chaisman, and they have a right to sign. This there would be a proof like Rav Kana. So the kitzur Rav Kana goes, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now the Gemara asks the question of the cherish mikro, the person was born a cherish, loy, that he cannot give his wife a get because he's not a bardas, he can't give a get. The husband has to be a bardas to give a get to his wife. So Mari asks the kasha, why? Kishem shukainso b'remiza, kach matzi b'remiza. Manishach, how did he get married in the first place? He's a cherish. Elamai, he got married through his signals midrabonin. So why can't he give his wife a get also midrabonin? Tomorrow says true, he be ishtoy, if his own wife is like a true, what you're saying. What we're talking about over here, be a vimtoy, it's his brother's wife. And what comes on, how's the case of your brother was a normal person. So your brother was married to his wife, midiraisa. Then when your brother dies and they have no children, there's a mitzvah yibum. So if you're miyabim for yibum, you don't need das. Therefore, if you're miyabim, your brother's wife, she becomes your wife, midiraisa. In such a case, here's the case, you cannot give your wife a get. Because since midiraisa you're married to her and you're a cherish, you're lav bardas, in such a case, the husband cannot give a get to his wife. All right, we'll stop here. Holding off Ayin Aleph, we'll go over again a little bit. Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, near the bottom. Meisve, what's last Gemara again? Meisve says cherish to a bonus alocha by a cherish. That a person is a cherish, pasha means he's like he can't hear, he's a cherish. So Rabbanan did not go after his remizoisov, yachak evitzoisov, after what the movements that he makes, the signs, the signals that he gives us. The yachak sav yodoi, we do not go after even if he writes something down, elabemetaltlin, only if he wants to sell his utensils. For that we say it's alright. But not for Gittin. So here there's the Kasha and Rav Kana. The Rav Kana Marav started off at the beginning and said that a cherish sheyochel davim b'toich haksav is kais from b'noisnin get liyishtoi. Rav Kana started off to say that a person that's a cherish that can't hear, if he writes down on a piece of paper, we listen to what he writes down. If he writes down to give his wife a get, we do that. And here it says a cherish, we do not go after his ksav yodoi. If he writes down and tells us to do something, we don't go after it. So it's a kasha to Rav Kana. So Marian says, really, I'll tell you tanoihi. Really, there's a machlekes tanoim. The tani will learn like this. Amr Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel said like this. That b'meh d'vor ma'murim, when do we say that locher is b'cherish meyikroi? Only if the person was born a cherish. A cherish means he's deaf and dumb. He can't hear and he can't talk. Avol pikeach. Let's say somebody was a pikeach, a normal person. Then he's cherish, and then he became a cherish. Then he can't hear. Is who kaisev? He has a right to write down v'hein chaisman, and people could sign for him. In other words, that he could write a get, have a get written up. Even though right now he can't hear, but since he was the pikeach at the beginning, so he has his das is good. The rush is of a pikeach. Shelomad lichtav midas selula. At first he was normal, so what he wrote was, oh, he knew how to write. So now if he writes down, it's okay. So, but the cheresh mikra loy. But we're saying what? If a person was born a cheresh, was deaf and dumb, then no, then a get cannot be given to his wife. So Mar asked the question, why not? So far we're answering Rav Kahn, it's a machlokes tanoim. So here it says, it's only said he was a cheresh mikroi. But if he's a vekeach, and then it became a cheresh, that's what we were talking about before, then it's okay, then we could have a get written for his wife. Therefore, this man, the Yom, holds like Rav Kahn, holds like him. Now the Gemara is though, the cheresh mikro, if the person was born like deaf and dumb, so loy, then he can't give a get to his wife. So Gemara asks, why not? The klal should be that kishem shekoins of remiza, like how did this person get married? He got married midrabbanan, because midrabbanan, a cheresh, could get married. So therefore he made signs to us, signals, that he wants to get married. If so, kach motziv remiza, the same way when he gives his wife a get, should be the same way. A cheresh also, midrabbanan, can make signals to us that he wants to give her a get, and we can write up a get for him. Samara says, true. E bi ishta, if we're talking about his own wife, the cheresh his own wife, hokinam is like a true. But hokinam may ask, you know what we're talking about over here? The yavimtoi. Not his own wife, but his brother's wife. His brother died, and it was a mitzvah yibam right now. So Mari asked, still yavimtoi miman. Who are we talking about? Who was his brother married to? Ilayim adinofel leimi ochiv cheresh. If his brother was also a cheresh, deaf and dumb. So if so, kishem shekinisos of remizo. The same way his brother also only got married midrabbonin. The kedushin also was only because he made signals to us. So if so, kach yitzayos of remizo. Even though now your brother died and you're miyabin, still it's all only midrabbonin, and you should still be able to give her a get for remizo. Eliyat to say the case is the noflo leim meochet pikeach, where your brother was a pikeach. Your brother was a normal person. So therefore, his kedushin was a kedushin midiraisa. So now when your brother dies, the din yibum is midiraisa, the din yibum is. So if so, here's the case that if you're a cheresh, you can't give her a get. Viboyisem, another teretz says, the Olam really did not lay me'och of cheresh. No, it could be your brother was also a cheresh. Two brothers were a cheresh. Now, and your brother died, so really your brother was not married to his wife midiraisa. But the real cheresh can't get married midiraisa. He doesn't have das. It's only a kedushin midirabonin. So the whole kedushin is only midirabonin. So now when your brother died, you make yibum midrabbanin, and if you want to give her a get, really you should be able to give her a get. So Akamir, we say, no, you can't give her a get. I'll tell you over here, O gzeira ochiv cheresh, oto ochiv pikeich. We make a gzeira, that in the case where your brother was the cheresh, maybe where your brother was the pikeich, a normal person. Because in the case where your brother was a normal person, then your brother got married midiraisa. And when your brother dies, the zika is false to you, midiraisa. So therefore, you cannot give her a get. See, even in the case where your brother was a cheresh, that the kedusha was only midirabonin. So really, now you should be able to give her a get. We make exera, though, that you cannot give her a get. Also, in a case where your brother was a normal, healthy person. So the verse says, Yehochi, if so, ishtanami, why don't we make exera on his own wife to say he can't give his wife a get? Samara says, no, Yevimta be Yevimta Michlefa. There's a difference where the Yevama comes from. Yevama means she was your brother's wife. So we have to make a gzera. Sometimes your brother was normal. So if you're going to let you give a get when your brother is not normal, other people give a get when he's normal also. But Ishta be Yevimta le Michlefa. But that you don't make a gzera though, about his own wife. As if the person right now was born a cherish. So he was born a cheresh, that means he never had das. So his wife can never be a wife midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan that he could get married. Therefore, by his own wife, for sure, we let him give a get. We only make a gzera upon his brother's wife. Because his brother's wife, there it's possible that maybe his brother was a healthy, normal person, and therefore the gedushin was chal midiraisa. So in that case, where his brother was married to his wife midiraisa, when the brother dies, now midiraisa, his wife, falls to the brother that's alive, even though he's a cheresh. So the zik is midiraisa. And if they get married, they make yibum, he's married to a midiraisa. So now he cannot give her a get, because since the husband is a cheresh, A cheresh doesn't have das, he cannot give his wife a get. Therefore, we make zeres by yivama, you can never give her a get. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? O mi gazrina and cheresh ota bekeach, do we make such a gzera, a cheresh, not even though your brother was a cheresh, you cannot give his wife a get. Ota where your brother was a bekeach, do we make such a gzera? For your tanam, we learned